All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Anime Brothers. We are your host, Disciple Dashni, Quiet Jams, and Ty Soul Fly, coming at you live with another episode. Glad you're here kicking it with us. How was your week, guys? You know, I already know it's been rainy.
Oh my god, yo, that thunder last night. Oh my goodness, man.
Nonsense.
Insanity.
How are we in the middle of July? Just being surrounded by thunderstorms.
Right.
It's sunny up here in Missouri.
That's for you. Don't care
nobody
about you.
Nobody asked that question.
I'm just saying, you're over here talking. I figured I'd throw it out there.
Yo, it was like monsoon. Yeah, exactly. It was a monsoon, tropical thunderstorms last night. It was the craziest thing. I was like, yo, it literally, it was like you saw a flash of lightning and it was like outside the house, like that 0.5 seconds. Like, you know, are you supposed to count that one Mississippi? I didn't even get to the whole one before, but boom.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Damn. Oh, man.
Also want to start off by saying RIP to the legendary Biz Markie.
That hurt.
That hurt. He may have only had that one hit. That was a classic hit. Legendary.
Whoa. Hold on. He was also in some movies. He was in Men in Black.
Men in Black 2. I know.
Yeah.
that's one of my favorite scenes, like, of that movie. And him and Will just beatboxing.
He was a strange character. He really was, but I did.
See, I can't beatbox. That was an awesome scene.
You can't beatbox?
Nah.
Nobody. No. You think
beatboxing
you can beatbox
is a lot harder.
Very difficult.
I'm not a professional beatboxer. I'm like lower level amateur.
No, I can't do it, especially on my mic without a pop filter. Like, nah, I'm not even gonna attempt that.
Nope.
Yeah, but he said he was just a friend. I do love that song. Yeah.
It's classic.
Yeah. It is classic right there, man. So he will be missed. I am mad that he didn't have more of a repertoire of songs that I know of. Yeah.
Still always have that one classic. Speaking of classics, let's talk about these latest chapters of Solo Leveling. My goodness. Wow. Like, I did a catch up. I did 156, 157, and 158. And yo, to find out that the Beast Monarch just strolled up in Korea, because, you know, the Beast Monarch, for anybody who hasn't been paying attention, you need to read Solo Leveling. Like, the Beast Monarch, the Frost Monarch, and the Plague Monarch have all joined up together because they're trying to take out Sung Jin-Woo. And they know he's in Korea, so they formed this big-ass gate. I think they're the reason for that big-ass gate around Korea.
Most likely. We don't know that yet.
So they jumped. So all of a sudden, the Beast Monarch is just running around. And then I don't know what was going through that B-level hunter's head.
Oh, he thought he was going
to die. He was popping off. Hard talking about all the Beast Monarch did was bump him. That's it. He's like, yo, you bump someone, you gotta apologize. I'm a B level hunter now. I'm not taking this kind of disrespect no more. Beast Hunter said, I bet. Turned around and bit his head off.
Yo, it's that entitlement, man. As soon as you get a little bit of a rank boost, you got that entitlement.
Turned around and bit his head off.
He didn't even get the rank boost because of, like, merit or anything. He got the rank boost because, like, people were, like, dropping out.
Yeah.
What made it even worse.
He wasn't even worse. Rank.
Yo, he could pop up with the Beast Monarch. I'm just like, damn, well, that's when keeping it real goes wrong.
Right. Those segments, I forgot about those.
Yo, that's when keeping it real goes wrong. You could pop up at the mouth and... You got eaten.
Can I just say, I love right before my boy Sung Jin-Woo shows up to this fight. Like, okay. So the in 156, he goes on the date. 157, it starts off with him going, so what do you want to do? Like, you want to get some breakfast or something? I'm like, breakfast? Oh, hell no. Y'all through the hell night. So, you know, when he was talking about, like, you want to go on that fun ride.
Y'all stupid.
Ain't no way he's just waking up for breakfast. All right, y'all just getting up for breakfast.
When he said that though, didn't the drawings look like he was putting clothes back on?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. It's 1 point. And they were in the middle of the damn forest, so I don't know what kind of Tropic Thunder he was doing.
You know, they just had a peaceful sleep, though, a nice little cuddle together.
Tropic Thunder.
Yo, all right, man. I was like, this dude got swag. Like, I knew from the chapter before he had real swag. Talking about you, my only friend.
Nah, but yo, like, they, yo, but they were calling that dude as much as possibly can. Like, yo, where's Sung Jin Woo? This, because Thomas Andre, he came through with the beast monitor. Instead of said, yo, I'm about to hunt all of y'all. And eat you. Like, without shame and hesitation. Like, the dude, like, what he did is do, like, that like, power up and just, like, blew, like, 50 hunters into, like, window panes.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. But
even during that, I think it was, like, a little bit before, right? So, it was the Beast Monarch, Thomas, and then the, remember the tiger guy?
With
yo, the fist. And then did you see the way he got punked so badly?
Yo, he got sunned so bad. Because he lit up into his tiger form. All of a sudden, he saw the beast. You saw the beast standing over the tiger. I'm just like, man, you saw the whiteness fade back to orange. And he walked away. I was like, damn. My man didn't even touch you.
He said, when you're not even the prey.
That was what he said.
Oh, man.
That was hurt, bro.
It's like, bro, you're not even part of this. Don't even worry about it.
Wow, that dude walked away. That's disheartening.
That was funny though, man. It's like, oh, like, yo, how do you go from just being like the top? Remember when you first got introduced?
Yeah, he was top tier.
He was cream of the crop. You got to be scared of this dude. He's one of the best. Now it's like, nah, man, they ain't even about you. They don't care about you no more.
Yo, were they saying that Thomas was a fragment of light or a part? Because he, like, the Beast Monarch means, like, how could, like, this puny game for a fragment of light? I was like, is he a fragment of light, though?
I don't know. Right. It was an interesting thing that he said.
Wasn't it? So there was four fragments of light that those humans, remember that great battle with the big dragon and all that stuff that they talked about previously?
Yeah.
During that battle, four fragments of light were broken and given to the humans, and that's,
so, you know, Christopher was one, right?
Huh?
Christopher was one, and they killed him.
Yeah, they've been going around killing all the fragments of light.
And then the chairman, old man chairman, he was the other. He got.
Yes, that's right. So, that's right. Thomas Andre is one of them. So,
I guess Thomas Andre is the third.
I must have missed.
I wonder
who's
the fourth.
They didn't. They haven't announced who the fourth one is.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's
I know. I'm trying to think of it.
I feel bad for Beru because, like, Thomas Andre and the Beast Monarch, yo, they were going at it, they were trading blows a little bit, and then he was just like, "Who's this little imposter?" Oh, and he pulled up Beru. That wasn't Beru.
That was just an ant.
Oh, okay. That was just a regular ant.
Yeah. That was just a random ant. I was like, nah, because this dude, whatever. He was like, "Oh, wait, hold on. You got something on you."
Yeah, he played like, that ant like it was nothing.
Yeah, I thought it was Beru. Destroyed it. And then I was like, no. Yeah. But then, you know.
No, Beru got frozen.
That's right. The whole army got frozen. But yeah, you get that, like, the dragon face come into the picture. I was like, what is happening? And I flipped back and forth a couple times. I was like, oh, this is the arrival. Like,
yeah.
Like, well, the jaws.
Even before that, was he Russian? I forget what he was.
Yeah, the Russian dude tried to help come through.
Yeah, yeah. That's
he came in. Yeah, he was like, it's a good way to die. And then, like, how we started it, and then it slowly turned to, what have I done? What am I doing?
Yes. He's like, no matter what. He's like, even if I die here, it's not a meaningless death. He's like, I made the right choice. I made the wrong choice. And lo and behold, Jin Woo comes through.
He's like, oh, okay. So I'm on the good side. I'm on the right side. I love how the other monarchs do acknowledge finally that the shadow was the strongest.
It's like, yeah, they did.
They've been saying that though.
I didn't realize that. I feel like I hadn't heard that. I needed it expressly said to me.
Well, that's why they brought three.
Why they brought three of them.
And how is a mere human?
They're tight that the human's using the power.
Yeah, it's like, how is a mere human even tapping into this much of the Shadow Monarch's power? Like, whoa. Yeah.
Like, they need to have a part where, like, Jin Woo actually has a conversation with the Shadow Monarch. He'd be like, why did you choose me? Because like they had that one segment back way back when Jinmu was talking to like the like creator of the game or whatever. And then Jinmu, they did the flashback and he told the story about the monarchs and whatnot. But I don't remember Jinmu actually having a convo with the Shadow Monarch.
I don't think he actually talked to the Shadow Monarch himself. But I think he said that the Shadow Monarch didn't choose him. The game or originator chose him. Because the originator chose them to be like the vessel for the Shadow Monarch to come back.
And then all of a sudden the Shadow Monarch was, and then it started that way. Then the Shadow Monarch was just like, he can have my power. Because it showed like when they were doing like a flashback or whatever, the Shadow Monarch just, his face suddenly just became Jin Wu's. And then all of a sudden Jinmu came back and the creator was just like, huh? What's going on? The creator was popping off. He's like, "It's the birth of the new Shadow Monarch." And then Jinmu came back. He's like, "Yo," he's like, "Wait, what?" He's like, "How is this possible?"
No, I feel like the Shadow Monarch. I don't know why. I feel like he betrayed the other monarchs. Yeah, I think he betrayed them again by letting him, but by not coming back. I think it was a bigger FU to be like, "Nah, man, I'm not even gonna fight you myself."
Which is why I want to know why. That was crazy. No, but honestly, like the way chapter 158 ended, yo, I was amped because Jinmu came back and then the Frost Monarch started talking. He's like, "You, I'm dead." He's like, I'm definitely killing you at least. Like, no matter what. He's like, no matter what. You're dying today.
Yeah, it's like the other two, I'll probably, you know, cut them up. Maybe they might be injured, but you,
yeah,
you will die.
But he's the one who killed the chairman, right? So,
yeah, exactly.
You getting it.
It's like, no matter what happens today, if I die, you, I'm killing you at the very least.
Said, not you. You're cool. You're dead.
Yo, just the way they ended it like that, yo, that was so.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that was sick.
He had that dagger. He had the Kamish dagger, too.
Yeah.
He didn't have that dagger the first time they fought.
No,
he didn't. Oh, that's the gift
that Thomas Andre gave him.
Oh, he's I can't wait.
Now he's gonna use it to save his life.
I can't tell. Did the Frost Monarch realize that he was holding that dagger? I couldn't tell.
I don't know if he realized it, but he kind of like he didn't look pleased at the look Sun Jin Woo gave him.
about to get my ass beat up. I don't like this. He gonna focus me.
Like, he knows he's not strong enough. Like, just be like, that's why he got the Beast Monarch and the Plague Monarch. Mm-hmm.
So I wonder what some of the battles. So obviously Jinmu is gonna go after the Frost Monarch. Do you think Barrow's gonna go after the insect monarch?
You know, I honestly don't think that any of the shadows themselves are strong enough to beat any of the actual monarchs.
I agree.
I don't think the shadows are strong enough. There's got to be a point where the shadows like reach a maximum strength. Actually, there is a maximum strength.
Yeah, they do have a max.
And it can't be monarch level. Like, that don't make no sense.
Oh, yeah. So training, once the gate opened, I remember Jinmu said that Barrow, even though he was the strongest, he wasn't strong enough during that training.
Yeah. So maybe he'll like mess around with her because he can't die. So like, all right,
he'll just become
get beat up by the insect queen or whatever, and you know, it's all good. And then he'll swap in. All right.
I think if anybody did something, it's probably gonna be whatever young Doc or whatever.
The most recent shadow he created.
Yeah, because remember that he took the shadow from old dude's brother.
Yeah, S-class.
Yeah,
Hunter, S-class.
Comes like, yeah, when you just made a spirit of the hunter, then, and he was a pretty like strong dude to begin with. If he can like keep raised upon that level as a shadow, he might be able to do some work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did put his face in there. He got like the half skull or whatever now.
Yeah,
he
got frozen though. Like, they all got frozen.
I don't think that's a problem. I don't think they're staying frozen.
Mm-hmm. I saw
that. I was just like, He's like, yeah, your shadows can do anything in this prison. I'm just like, we'll see about that.
All right. It's like, all right, well, maybe I just unsummon them and resummon them. What do you want me to do?
Oh, you know what might happen?
What?
I think Daddy Darius might come and join the fight.
That's what I was also thinking. Oh, man.
I think his dad might come and join the fight.
Because we can't hear anything about him. I'm so mad. Like if this was an anime, at some point we would have actually, like, you know, segued into like what the dad story is. But like, we heard about the dad like way early, and then like we got a little bit later. We haven't heard from him since.
Well, all right. Exactly. So if you guys go back a couple of chapters, right? It was a sister and a mom in the house, and the sister said to the mom, "We should leave because the gate is open." And then her mom tells her to do something, and she goes into the closet and she sees someone. And then we never talk about that part ever again.
In the closet?
I don't know if it was a closet or the next room. I don't know, but she leaves the kitchen with her mom to go get something that her mom told her to go get.
I thought that was a shadow warrior, but that actually might have been the dad.
Yeah, but they never talked about it. It was just like she saw someone, and they just moved to the next scene and never came back to it.
Now, do you think the family's like happy or mad about the dad? Because I feel like the mom has like a little bit of resentment. Like the dad, like never just he just never came back. So
he couldn't. He was trapped.
Yeah. I mean, she also didn't trapped. Like him being a hunter to begin with, though.
No, she didn't want him to be a hunter, but he had no other means of making money.
Yeah, it might be time to develop a job skill, bro. I'm just saying.
It wasn't about that life.
I guess not.
I mean, we all know Jim Woo said if the guy's actually his dad and not a monster, anyone who touches him, he's killing them too. Like the boy putting out death threats. That's all I'm saying.
Yo, I like that mentality. Keep that energy. He's like, oh, all right. So if he is my dad and he's like, y'all want me to fight him? No. I'm killing every one of y'all. That's a check you can take to the bank. Cash.
Oh my goodness, his death notes. Like, all right, so he pretty much. He sent a death note to the entire Hunter Association. He sent a death note, and he actually fell through on it, killing the dude who touched his boy. We just talked about him too. I forgot his name.
Was it Thomas Andre?
No. The dude that Thomas came to get, but he got killed.
Oh, yeah. I forget his name.
Sorry. He put a death note and succeeded on that, so call it back.
You keep saying death note. Death threat?
Death threat, death note, it don't matter.
I mean,
it makes a, we're here. We're discussing anime and you say death
note. It makes
note.
A big difference.
A big difference.
Whatever pops off in my mouth comes out. Right?
What?
But anyways, all I'm saying is excited. My boy is ill. I'm about it. I've been telling you guys about Jim Woo since I started reading Soul Leveling.
I'm just saying, I'm just going to take credit because I told y'all to read Soul Leveling. That's right.
Did. Now hurry up and read My Hero.
I know.
Yo. Actually, this is a new anime. I mean, manga that just came out, and I was reading it 2 weeks ago. Hold up, let me get it before I start talking about it. You guys can talk about something else until I find it.
All right. All right. So what I've been reading a bunch of mangas. You already found it?
Yep.
All right.
It's called Nero, Way of the Martial Artist.
Okay.
It's only two chapters because it just started.
Okay.
But it's pretty fire. And nice. Once again, I've insoaked myself into the story.
Insoaked?
I made that word up. I've insoaked.
You really did. No. That's not a word. That is not a word. Not even close.
Yo, please define in soaked. Like,
I know, we are not that kind of a show. I don't want
to kind of get it.
Nah. Because it's a manga, so it's print, so soak, like, you know, ink. So I soaked myself in. That's how that came about.
See, that didn't make it better.
No, yeah, see, that definitely could have. You could have definitely been like, I just dove right in and got soaked.
Let's stop saying soaked. It's not making it better. Really not making it better.
All right. I do like what's the concept? Give me chapter one.
Young boy, he grows up with his grandpa. His grandpa teaches him martial artists, and like he's just the way of the ninja. And his grandpa just one day disappears. Like he goes out for food, typical, and then never comes back. He doesn't know why. Something's happened. I think he was attacked by other ninjas. But anyways, 3 years goes by, and his, you know, obviously his grandpa still hasn't come back. So he's in high school now, and he really can't make friends with anyone because it's a regular high school and no one else has like done martial arts. So he tries to bond with people, but they all play regular sports and stuff, and he can't really get along with them. Not that he hates them, but he just can't get, you know, he can't play other sports. He likes martial arts. And then one day, a girl, she's in trouble. So he's walking by, and he sees her, she's in trouble. So he goes and saves her. And then he chases off the people that were attacking her, and she ends up finding out where he lives and goes to his place, and she finds him, not to thank him, but she actually attacks him, and then they fight, and then she's like, his grandpa taught her martial arts, and so build like some kind of bond, and then she takes him to her high school, which is a martial arts high school, and that's okay. That's chapter one. I don't know what happened to the grandpa. I still want to know. I think he was kidnapped, but
by the Foot Clan. sorry, the Ninja Turtles. You know, all right. That sounds respectable.
Yeah. So I don't know what's gonna turn. There's no powers though. So
yeah. So all right. That's so the fine. One
doesn't need to be just straight martial arts.
Yeah, right. Sometimes you just don't need the powers. But like I literally like I took an entire week and I read 91 chapters of it's called the Great Mage Returns after 4,000 years. And like I like this dude because he does have powers. And like so the very first chapter of this thing, this guy like takes a bunch of pills, like, and he basically kills himself. And like this guy's like, all right, well, I can take over your body. And like he like inherits his like pain and everything like that. And so he comes back after 4,000 years of being trapped in basically hell, like just darkness and like quiet. And this dude is like, wow. So this guy like committed suicide. And so he goes to school with these kids. He's like, these are the ones who did it to you. All right. And this motherfucker is completely ruthless. I love it. Yeah. Cause he's in this kid's body. And this guy's like, all right, so we're going to do a tournament today, like a teaching class. You know, wanted to treat it like a real exercise. This kid was really untalented, and so like the guy goes like, so what first I'm gonna do, I'm gonna shatter your vocal cords so you can't scream, and then I'm gonna cut off your hands so you can't this is the guy who doesn't know that guy's been changed yet. Cut off your hands so you can't tap out, so this is a real battle, you ain't never walking again. And so that's what he told them, right? That's what the kid like heard the day before. She was like, you know, I don't even want to do that. He tapped out. That's why he took all those pills. A bunch of other things happened for him. So this dude is like, all right. So the thing starts. And he first thing he does is shoots a missile at this guy's throat so he can't say anything. And then he just beats him up. And he goes, what do you think? I wasn't really going to do anything to you. And he's like, the guy's like sitting there thinking because he can't speak. I'm like, yo, this guy's really going to kill me. What's going on? He's like, nah, man, mess up your leg a little bit. So he sends a missile straight to his leg, boom, cracks his femur. And he's like, all right, yeah. He's like, you know, I told you I was going to mess with your legs. I'm all done now. He goes, wait a minute. You have two legs. And he fucks up the other one. I was like, woo, boy. Oh, man. But yeah, nah, it's like, he has several things like that throughout the novel, and I am enjoying his just like cutthroat nature. It's amazing. He's the dark hero I've always wanted.
Wait, so y'all caught up on One Punch?
No,
I am.
Wait, yeah, you're talking about manga again? Damn it! I'm sorry, I got sidetracked. I've been in Korea too long.
You can't do One Punch.
No. So I just want to go back to that that manhwa you were just talking about, Jamil.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the soul takes over the body, so it's no longer the main that person.
He inherits his memories, but he doesn't inherit like his feelings or anything like that. So that guy is gone.
But the new soul
The new soul is the great mage, basically, who knows all these like techniques and stuff like that. And so like this kid is like, he starts to like, so there's 1 to 9 stars of maging, right? So like this kid's like 1 star. This guy, like the first day he's in the body, gets to 5 stars. Because like, you know, he has this technique like, oh, I have to cleanse the blood. And so he vomits out a bunch of blood and he gets to 5 stars. This guy he's fighting is a 3-star mage. So it's supposed to be like, oh yeah, nah, I'm definitely going to murder this kid. And he's like, no, you will not. You will absolutely not. So that's a, yeah, it's a very unfair kind of guy. Yeah, read it. It's quick. He's actually really quick chapters. I read Omniscient Reader and that's, like 86 chapters, but it's like long reading, really long wordy reading. So that wasn't quick. That was like 2 weeks. Yeah,
but we could talk One Punch.
How are we gonna talk One Punch when you ain't seen it? When you ain't read it?
You ain't read it.
No, right? I mean, I haven't. Yeah, I like One Punch though. I'm totally about listening to the story because it's not gonna not make me watch it or read it.
Yeah, I wonder how they're gonna do this with the arc, because like this arc has been going on for forever. They just make this the whole season. I think this is probably gonna be like a good season 4, yeah, maybe even 5.
So what's going on right now? This is they're still fighting. Like people are dying.
Yeah, people are dying. not any like the main heroes, but some of the heroes are actually like dying.
Yo, Tink Tok, man, pretty much was on the verge of death.
And he's getting healed. Yeah, Tank Top Master.
Yeah, Tank Top Master.
Oh, Tang Top. Okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah, Tank Top Master got wrecked. But now,
wrecked, bro.
Was it Fubiki's holding? Blizzard is healing him.
Yeah, all right, so fine. He's getting healed. But what about those legendary swordmen? They all just got murked.
Yeah, none of those were the main ones, though.
I'm just saying.
Because Kamikaze is still there. So his other henchmen were, like, his other teams. Like, but, the swordsman ranked above him, who we didn't know about, yeah, they're getting murked.
Yo, and then Raito's dude, as half his body was literally turned to acid.
I said, yeah.
And then he's like,
just took that blast.
Yeah, he took that blast. And then, like, on his way to dying, he's like, here's one of the mystical swords.
Yeah, he gave Kamikaze a new one of the new mystical swords, the Sun Blade.
Yeah.
And so now he has to find the Moon Blade.
Yep. Oh yeah. So they come together. Oh yeah, that's gonna be sick.
Yo, I'm just saying, like the swordsman, yo, Kamikaze, he might be one of the ones that come out and like steps up and becomes like an actual like legendary person.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, but I mean, like we already witnessed that the other swords don't do anything against that monster.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
They really does get melted.
This sounds so wild, having no context at all. I'm
just like, yeah, it's crazy.
Oh my god!
Child Emperor finally got saved by a Peru prisoner.
Yep.
He was like, "Oh, let me give you a hug." He's like, "Nah, no thanks." He's like, "I'm good."
It's like, "Thanks for saving me, but I don't need a hug." Yo, bro's like, "Bring it in. Express your love."
Oh, they need to go back to fight him. Bang and Garu, that's a fight I need to see. They need to go back to that fight.
And that fight, I don't know
if Garu's now leveled up.
I don't know. Bang's definitely not winning.
Bang might be like the first one of like the main type people who could die.
Yeah, because Garu's like on a one. I don't even think he can talk anymore. He's just full on like.
He's got the armor clad, and he might be like the god level demon type now.
Yeah, but like think about all the other demons, they can at least speak. He doesn't speak. He's like a straight up beast. Like he doesn't. Yeah. It's crazy. But anyway, yeah,
he mastered Bang's technique just by glancing.
Yep.
And copied it. I couldn't believe it. Yeah, that's a fight. They need to go back to that fight. Yo, that this fight, dude freaking Darkshine. That dude got beat.
Yeah, he did.
Instantly.
Yo, and then at the end of the last chapter that I read, the two monsters now are fighting each other because they hate each other. Like, I don't know what happened there.
No, so what happened was freaking the acid dude, ugly monster or whatever, he kept trying to feast on people, and he was, and they're like, yo, relax, like don't you dare come after us. And so he kept eating So then he's like, he didn't like that the sperm dude was talking, that the sperm guys were talking back to him. He starts vomiting all over the sperm people. And so the sperm monster got real pissed off. He was like, you know what? Let's just fuse. Like, no, all the heroes are kind of weakened. Now it's time. So all the sperm guys fused together to create golden sperm. Like, yeah, that was the thing.
Horrible.
Yeah, that was his name, golden sperm.
That's what.
And so, like, golden sperm, he's like this big muscular guy, and he's straight up shiny gold, which is why Darkshine got beat so easily. He's like, we got a villain whose muscles are bigger than mine, and he's shinier too.
Yo,
like, how could I be so inferior? I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is your weakness. You're so insecure. And so he got beat instantly. Yeah, but then golden sperm was going after he was fighting an ugly monster. So they were going back and forth. And all of a sudden, the I think it's the vampire guy who brought them out in the first bit was just like, yeah, this is annoying. So he shot up ugly monster and put holes in him. Which is weird because I mean, it's just a blob. So you think the thing would just like form back up, but they didn't. So ugly monster got hurt and was just like, yeah, I'm walking away. So while he's walking away, my man just kept talking shit. Which is funny. He's like, yo, you got your ass, why are you still running your mouth? And so golden perm was about to finish him off. And then the vampire dude was just like, nah. He's like, yo, just leave him. He's like, he'll keep coming back. And if you keep beating him more and more times, like, you'll beat their spirit out of him until they just become like a slave. He's like, wouldn't that be more fun?
Hmm.
And so they're like, so like, ugly monster's walking away, and like the little sperm guys are still following him. And then I think it was Zombie Man showed up with the bat.
Mm.
Or was that is that a different guy?
I mean, hold on, that's what
is his name, Metal Bat.
the one with the bat is actually called Metal Bat.
Yeah, I was saying, Metal Bat finally joins the fray, and he kills off some of the little sperm that were following Ugly Monster. So he's like, oh crap, I forgot to ask him anything about the monster motivation or what's going on. So he kills them. Then, oh, then my favorite part, the way it ends, my boy comes back into the fray. King. They finally show King coming up with some robot. He goes, why the hell is everybody always leaving me alone? And they do a flashback of when the dude was just like, yo. It's like, all right, King. He's like, I'm going to go to this side. King, you can go handle everything over here. And so King's walking, and they flash to a panel where you see Demon Cyborg. This dude has no body whatsoever. It's just a torso and his head. And he has a tornado. Like, he's grabbing her by his mouth because they're both hurt, and they've exhausted all their powers. And then they're surrounded by a bunch of little sperm men, and they're about to get attacked. And all of a sudden, they're like, yo, what's that sound? And then you see King standing on top of the rocks with the thud all around him because he's doing the engine, the King's engine. And so that's how it ends. I'm just like, okay. King's here. King's about to finally make a stand. The goat who has no power.
He's about to get killed himself.
Nah, yo. Honestly, I think this is when Saitama and Flashy Flash come back, because Blast took him somewhere.
Yeah.
And then Saitama hasn't joined this fight at all.
No, that's just pissing me off. Like, we saw glimpses of him, and then it's been like chapters since we've seen Saitama. Like,
I think they were trying to find a way to show, like, this is what the heroes can do on their own, but also it's just like they're kind of getting murked.
Yeah, but the question here is, like, as the entire manga and anime has gone on, none of the heroes actually ever see Saitama use his real power. So does he save everyone and no one knows how they get saved? Like, how's that happen?
That's usually the point. Like, people think he's a fraud. And so, like, he's like, yeah, I'm going to go to the spaceship. I'll handle it. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do that. It's like, how? We've never seen you do it, but, like, things just get done. We don't know. So maybe they think he has, like, Takano Jutsu. Like, yo, he's talked him off the ledge. You know, everything's cool.
Yeah. I just can't wait. I want to see what King does, because we know he has no abilities. We know he does it. That made me smile seeing King come back and hearing that King's engine.
I actually have not read that one. I think
that's the latest one.
I think that one comes out later today for me because I'm whatever I use, I don't see new updates until 12 noon.
Ah,
oh,
right, you got so about... that's directly from Viz.
Yeah,
that's probably mine.
Yeah,
it's weird depending on the make, because sometimes Viz will put out My Hero stuff or Boruto stuff before I get it on my app
as well. Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you see the leaks for Super?
Oh, Vegeta? Mm.
Vegeta's got a destruction form.
New Super Saiyan got form.
I did hear that. Like, but
more even Super Saiyan, God of Destruction. He's purple. Like, he's got the
yep. Oh, he's color. Purple?
His hair, yep. Yeah.
Yep.
They showed the color. They showed a color markup. His hair is purple and he has a purple aura like Beerus.
Wow.
I'm excited about that. I've seen or read anything about Super, but I like following the hero progression. I'm not sure if he's still going to be a hero because God of Destruction don't sound good.
I mean, as long as it's like he has the God of Destruction power, and then Goku masters Ultra Instinct like the angels. So yeah, Vegeta's the God of Destruction and Goku the angel.
I heard also in the most recent chapter, he is using Super Saiyan Blue and Ultra Instinct at the same time, apparently. So that's the thing. Yeah.
Yep.
There you go.
He's getting trained from Whis. But also, even with this new power, I still don't think they're going to make Vegeta win because it's Vegeta. Vegeta doesn't defeat big bads.
That's true.
that's just how it goes.
So here's a question I've always been wondering, right? So they had the Broly movie, and yep. Goku basically makes friends with Broly. Why is Broly mm-hmm. not in Super, like, helping? I feel like
Broly's still doing his own thing. He's still uncivilized.
But I'm just saying the way they ended the movie. I know he's uncivilized, but the way they made the movie, it was like, oh, we just made a new friend. Like, he was a villain. Vegeta was a villain. Now he's a friend. Now he's a, you know, I guess a hero.
I still don't think he's a friend. It's just like, all right, yo, we need to let you. You need to calm down. Learn how to like be gentle. Like, we're gonna let you do that on your own. But, you know, if you want to spar again, we can do that. But I ain't trying to have like, yo, let's team up with Broly, expecting to follow directions.
Yeah, nah, he's too swole for all that.
No, I'm just saying, like, you don't even follow directions. You just point and be like, that's the dude you need to beat up. Anything else, whatever you do in between, we don't care. You just have your end goal is to beat that dude.
You want him to be the Hulk on the Avengers?
Yeah.
You think so, right? But not. He'll go Hulk, but he'll go Hulk on anybody in his way.
Yeah, nah. The sun's getting low, big guy. Time to settle on down.
Right?
No, man. There you go. Got any final thoughts?
I mean, I'm excited. Like, the way, like, so far, like, catching up on this manga, the way the direction is going, I'm loving it.
Me gotcha. Too. And I'm going to read that Great Mage.
Cause I look All right. Basis. Yeah, I mean, it's fun. I liked it.
And I read the summary after you were explaining.
Oh, you did? Nice, nice. Right. Yeah.
Anything else?
That's it. I was gonna ask where you guys reading My Hero at. That's it.
I read on Viz.
Viz.
Okay.
All right. Depending on if I either use my manga app or I do it on Viz.
All right.
Gotcha. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to another episode of Anime Brothers. Follow us on our socials at Anime Brothers on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Next week, we're coming at you with the best animes that should have a prequel or a sequel. All right. Thank you for watching. And peace. We'll see you next week.
Annie out.
Annie out.